Okay, today we continue our discussions of Yados. Nedarim Dav Zayin. Yesterday we discussed Yados for Kiddushin and Yados for Peya. Today we discuss another couple of Yados. Again, many explain how these are even Yados Hamochichos, even if you have Yad Mochiach, but still there might be certain contexts which require a higher standard of being explicit. So that's what the Gemara says on top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Yesh Yavlet Stucco, Ain Yavlet Stucco. What if I declare that I'm going to give stucco in a way that also is incomplete? It's a yad. Hey Chidami, so let's first figure out the case. I point to a dollar and I say I'm going to give this to tztaka, and then I point to another dollar and I say, and this also, that's not a yad, that's tztaka. That's obvious, as we've said the past two also. We said the same shaklavataria. Elakagon, no, what's the case? To amar hadain velo amar nami. I say this is for tztaka, and then I say and this. So what do I mean by and this? My hadein nami tztaka ka amar is and this also meant for tztaka. O dilma v'hadein lenafkusa ba'alma ka amar. Or if I'm saying and this I'm going to spend today, but not that and this is for tztaka and this I'm going to spend today. The Ritva says this is said toka de dibur. That's the way it's working here. While other Rishonim say maybe not. The Ritva assumes it's toka de dibur that you say right away. You'll say hadein. We're going to get to this. The major sugya of Tokhtei Dibur, one of the three, four sugyas in Shas, is at the end, in the Peis. Peivav, Peizayin, I don't remember exactly, but in the Peis in Masechet Sadarim. V'dibur hu d'lo aski, and he didn't finish his Dibur, but just say v'hadein, he meant to say, and this I'm going to take out and use for other items, for my own expense. If that's the question, that's the case of a yad for tzedakah. There's a machlokas we've shown him here. Is this Ibaya of Yad Letztaka building on the previous one of Peya, Yesh Yad LePeya or not? If you want to look at it, look in the Ran on the previous page, previous Amud, Vavam Abayz. The Rans were not exactly, the editors of the Vilna Shas didn't exactly put all the Rans on the page that the Gemara is on. So if you look on the bottom of Vavam Abayz, five lines from the bottom of the Ran. Yesh Yad LeTztaka and Yad LeTztaka. First day, Pirish. Im Tim Salomar, the Yesh Yad LePeya. This is building on the previous Ibaya. If you want to say that by Peya there is a concept of Yad, maybe you'll only say that Kiven de Chamira de Balkarche Chivirachmana Beker Peya. That might be because Peya is Chamur. You have to give Peya. If you have a field, there's no way to get around giving Peya. Litztaka mai. The question is, what about Staka, which is less Chamur? The first day of the Rod is that it's building on the previous. Even if you want to say Yesh Yad LePeya, maybe that's because Peya is obligatory. But stuck am I. Karach Pirsha Rabosai. What's the problem with that pshat? Stuck is also obligatory. What's the pshat? What's the first day talking about? V'lo nearly, says the Rod. To be ikert stuck and nami bal karach b'chayiv. Stuck also is b'chuyiv. And therefore, v'chitei malo machay b'kula peya. Nami lo machay. What, you don't have to give your whole field as stucka? You don't have to give your whole field as peya? So the Ran's gear, so l'kach nira, skip a few lines. Tahani tardi bayi lav bahadad yitma. The Ran holds that these are not linked questions. V'lo shaychi b'imtim salomar. No, it's just two separate questions of peya or tztaka. There's 2 days in the Ran. Seems to be 2 days in the Ran. Whether you look at, of course, nobody's going to argue that tztaka isn't a mitzvah. Of course tztaka is a mitzvah. And nobody's going to, I mean, Meiser Ksafim, we've discussed in the past, that's a machlokas. Meiser Ksafim, what is the source of that? Is that a Dinda Araisa, which is very, very minority Shita? Is that a Dinda Rabbanan, which is a less of a minority, but still a minority? Or, what many Rishonim say, is that it's a Minhag Tov, an ancient Minhag Tov, maybe going back to Aser Asrenulach, but it's an ancient Minhag Tov. So again, that we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Iker Dinit Staka. The Iker Dinit Staka is a mitzvah. Can't argue with that. But is it looked at as a chov? Is it a chov? Like, hey, once I have a field, my field, there's a chiv from my field. So is there a chiv on my money? There's a mitzvah, but maybe it could be looked at slightly differently. According to that, you have to say something for that first day. Maybe this could be linked to the question of the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, we discussed this back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Davav Amin Aleph. The Ritva has a lashon there where he describes staka as a relationship of a balchov. The ani is a balchov of those who are giving the tztaka, which is a very strong lashon. You know, I owe him money. I owe money. He's like a creditor and I owe him. The Ritva's lashon is that an ani is a balchov of the ashir. The Ritva is talking there about why you're allowed to be kofet for tztaka. Rather, the rule is usually that if you have matan schar betzida, if you have the reward of a mitzvah in the Torah, bezes al out of force to do that mitzvah. So it's stuck as the man yibarech Hashem alokecha, you're not out of force. It's Gemara in Maseches Chulin. So the Ritva there is dealing with a question, how can you force on staka? It says kofen for staka there, if there's matan schar betzida. So the Ritva there says, because staka is not a regular mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Mishum dahacha la mishum mitzvah de ram ye alei belachut kaifin alei. We're not forcing him just because it's a mitzvah. Ela mebnei shechayiv atzmo v'nachasiv legavoha o la'aniyim. Because you have a chiyiv to the poor. V'ukeshem shekofen oso lefra ma shechayiv lehedyot. Just like if you're right, we had it in Ksuvis. Bezid forces to repay a loan because priyas balchov mitzvah. Shelo yekach hedyot chomer mehektish. So the Ritva says that staka should be looked at, it's hashkafically an amazing concept, staka should be looked at as the ani is the balchov of the ashir. We owe him the money. And maybe that's what's behind this machlokas here, 2 days in the Ran, whether staka is a chov, like peya is a chov. Either way, it's 2 days in the Ran, whether this ibaya of yeshal staka is built on the previous ibaya of yeshal peya. And the case is where he says vahadein. We're up to miyam rinan, but I'll take the question. Yeah. Vahadein is the peyah d'oraisa. Well, we alluded to that at the end of Shir yesterday, that Mishnah Lamelech issue. According to the Tzad, that it's not really recognized peyah. Right, then it's the Rabbanan. Right, then it's the Rabbanan. But if...
Even that it is recognized peyah, but
the first one could be a d'oraisa. The first one could be a d'oraisa, but the second one you're saying is voluntary, and then it's parallel. Then it's parallel. Okay. Maybe the concept of giving peyah is more mechuyev than the concept of giving staka. I think that's what they would say. We didn't have that concept yet, but generally, the Dharma is Lashon B'nei Adam. So again, that's what we're saying, that certain contexts might not allow for general understood Lashonos. You might need more explicit Lashonos for certain...
So Yad is just, this is what Lashonos...
Well, that's the question. We mentioned that idea from the Rav yesterday. Sometimes a Yad is used to tell me, this is enough to know what a person means. Sometimes the Yad is used to say, no, we don't care what the person means, even if we know what the person means, we want to have explicit formulations by the person. The Yad is used both ways. So it's a good question. Why don't you have the halacha of the chol haposhe yado, which you only have on Purim? You should have that if he's a bal chov. Every yada that comes to you, you should never be able to say no. There is an issa d'araisa of los ames is lavavcha. Right, you're not allowed to close your hands, but there's also a halakha of chayecha kodmin. If you give away all your money to the aniyim, yes, then you're going to be pater. So you're not supposed to give away all your money. But yeah, there's got to be obviously a balance. Okay, so said yeah.
Is there another with the forcing stuff? The fact that there's a losa saying.
Right, so that's Tosas. Tosas discusses that in a number of places. That maybe stuck as a losa saying involved with Tosas in Babasra at the beginning in the stuka sugya has 3 days, I think, regarding what makes stuka unique. It has a lo sase, there's other answers, so that's his answer. The Ritva's answer is that it's a chov, it's not just a mitzvah. So says the Gemara. So what do you say about Yad of Staka? So we're up to the sixth line or so. Mi amrinan, do we say, kiva de iskish le karbanos? Since Staka is compared to karbanos. Dechsiv, where do we see Staka's compared to karbanos? The same pasuk we had up above. Beficha, pasuk at Giseitse, which talks about Nedarim, and we learned out from a limud, leket shech and peya, based on the word yimach in the pasuk. Now you have another word in the pasuk, beficha zut Staka. The word beficha alludes to Staka. So, and that's compared to Karbanos and Adarim in the Pasuk. So, Ma Karbanos Yeshlam Yad. Do we say that just like Karbanos, there is a Yad? Av Staka Yeshla Yad. So too, by Staka, there's a Yad, and it's enough to be obligate you. Odil Molabacha Atacher the Iskish. Or again, do we say that the connection is limited, just in terms of the issue of delaying certain mitzvos, Labal Ta'acher, and we would not say that there is a substantive link between Staka and Karbanos. How do you exactly get from the word Beficha Staka? Beficha zut staka. How do we know beficha refers to staka? So if you look at Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where this comes up, we don't have the Rashi here. Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says beficha. Appears Rashi kroy yisayir kadarish. It's an extra word. You don't need the word beficha. But the Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah also says a little deeper. Pirish shahari dvarim shemischayev b'hen ba'amiru l'gavoa harei hiskiram. That pasuk is talking about certain obligations that you are taking upon yourself with your mouth. Right, it says, I forgot the exact question. It said, It's right. So it's about the acceptance of certain obligations through your mouth. So already earlier in the pasuk, we already mentioned other obligations to hektish, like karbanis. So says the Ritva, when do you ever have an obligation with your mouth that's referring to hedyot, in the context of hedyot, not referring to hektish? There's only one context, and that's staka. So beficha has to mean staka, because amirasal gavoa kimsirasal hedyot. Usually have the principle that for to hedyot, to another person, you have to do an act, you have to do a kinyan. Where else do you have an obligation based on amira, besides a chiddush, like we had dvarma niknim b'amira at the end of Ksubas by Tznaim? That's a specific context. But says the Ritva, that's why we were forced to say it's staka. Hay b'tzarchei hedyot ma'iri. Ve'ein l'cha darvash mischayev lehedyot ba'amira ela staka. This is the only one that it's nischayev ba'amira. There is another shita of the Rishonim. Again, this is a minority shita, but it's a big discussion in the Achronim. There's a day of Rabbeinu Tam. Day of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that you could be noder and mischayev yourself to do a mitzvah even b'machshava. Even machshava. Usually we say, if machshava is, maybe by hektish machshava might work, maybe by truma, you have a chalos truma, but by a mitzvah, if I think about doing a mitzvah, I'm going to obligate myself, usually we say not. So the Ritva says, maybe tztuk is different, maybe dibur might work, maybe even machshava might work, but there's a day of the Rabbeinu Tam. Where's the Rabbeinu Tam? Avodah Zarah Lamed Daled. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Lamed Daled. It's a big discussion in the Achronim, this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu, the story, the question there was, Tosfos quotes a story. Maisa Balafnei Rabbeinu Tam. This is our Agadah for today. There was a story that came in front of Rabbeinu Tam. Be'echad Shasar Beitanio. Somebody fasted 30 fast days. V'lo kila ve'esvol. But he didn't accept upon himself these fast days beforehand. Like we know the Gemara says that a fast day without a Kabbalah before it maybe isn't a fast day. You have to be mekabel the fast day beforehand. So he wants to know, was it worthless? I fasted all these fast days. Did what I do go out the window? V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, ki lo hifsit ta'ani Yosef. He did not lose his fast days. Why? Ki me'acher shahaya b'dayto lehis'anos, haynu gamar belibo, v'havi b'chlal nediv leif. V'yomer gamar belibo, aval bishlo hotzi b'svasav. Rabbeinu Tam holds, the pashas of Rabbeinu Tam is that by mitzvos, if I accept to do a mitzvah in my heart, that already is enough to give it the status of a neder. By mitzvahs. Some achronim say, maybe Rabbeinu Tam only means by fast days. Maybe not general mitzvahs. Maybe just fast days. That's a discussion here in the Biurei Hadaf. It quotes, what does he quote here? The Ginas Vradim. That it's a neder tainus. Dafka neder tainus, because a tainus is similar to a karban. Because what do we say on a fast day? There's a yihirat that we say on a fast day. It should be as if I took away some of my basar v'dam. It should be as if the karban of basar v'dam was sacrificed. So maybe it's specifically connected of a tainus to a karban. But some say no. Rabbeinu Tam is just one example here. Again, that is a das yachid shita. The other Rishonim do not agree with this, that it works b'machshava even for to be no der mitzvahs. Again, the Ritva that we're talking about here is maybe tztuk is different. Maybe tztuk is different. But again, the Rabbeinu Tam there and Avodah Zarah Lamed Daled expands it to at least fast days, Kabbalah's tainus, but maybe even mitzvahs. Yeah. Is that a nether or a shvuah? That could be a right. The makar there is shvuah. The makar there is shvuah. There's no nether, so maybe it's only by shvuah and not a mitzvah. Maybe it's the kabbalah. Maybe it's a shvuah. Okay. I have to analyze it. If it's not by shvuah or nether, yeah. Okay, you have to put it together. Yeah. The chinuch does not have to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Oh, that's the other question we dealt with yesterday also by the when we spoke about Peah. We spoke about Peah by Karbanis yesterday. And that is, if we're Machshava totally, so what's the whole discussion of a Yad? So you might give that same answer that we gave from the Karen Ori yesterday, that if you choose to go down the path of Dibur, then you might have to have a halacha Dibur. Rabbi Kiv Eger, though, asked your question also, again, what's the whole discussion of Yad, if it could even be Machshava? He says, maybe it's a nafkamina, le'inyin kfiya, would you be kofa on this mitzvah? Bezer would be only kofa if you expressed it. If it's Machshava, maybe you have to do it, but Bezer wouldn't be kofa. And there might be other nafkaminas in terms of, yes, it would be effective, even if you think it, but lav dafka, that it would be the same thing as expressing it. So what's halacha l'maisa? What are we paskin? None of these questions are answered. Right, we didn't answer the question by Kiddushin, by Peah, by Tztaka. So the Rambam is by Kiddushin, he says it's a suffix with Kudeshus. If you give a yad, if you say vi'at to this other woman, you know, it's Savi Mekudeshes. Savi Mekudeshes. What about this discussion of tzedakah? Yad l'tzedakah. So what if I go home today and I say, this dollar's for tzedakah and this? Right, so is that other dollar tzedakah? Let's say I don't do that by a dollar. Let's say I do that by $5 million. Right, so now it's a nafkamina. So is that so? The Rishonim here, the Ron quotes, for two reasons were machmir. For two reasons we assume that yesh yad l'tzedakah is tzedakah. Two reasons. Number one is based on general rules of imtim salomar. Whatever the Gemara has, five questions that build on each other. And the Gemara says, and in Tim Salomar, you say, this is the halacha here, what about this case? And in Tim Salomar, you say, this is the halacha. So the Ramban quotes, quoted here in the Ran, that we always paskin like the Imtim Salomars. If you say this, so we paskin like the Imtim Salomars. So here, the Imtim Salomar is, even if you say, we're going to have in a minute, yesh yalut saka, I have another question. That's one reason we'd be machmir. But the second reason we'd be machmir is based on the principle of Suffolk Isser d'Oraisa l'chumra. That's what the Rishonim here quote. If you look on the fifth skinny line of the Ran, Ula inyan halacha b'kiddushin akidin l'chumra d'yishyan, kivin d'bayan lo efshitalei, sveika d'Oraisa u'l'chumra. And then, u'bepeya u'betztaka, also tztaka, you can skip down, right across from where Tosva starts, the sugyan d'yishyan l'tztaka, v'kaima wanami, d'kol teku d'isura l'chumra. The Ramban and other Rishonim say, Staka, you know what we're machmer for Yad? Because Suffolk d'Oraisa l'chumra. And the Ran is not happy about that. The Ran says, I agree with you. It's machmer because of the Intim Salomars. But this is a Suffolk Mammon, says the Ran. Suffolk Isser? What kind of Isser are we talking about here? We're talking about Dini Mammonis. We're talking about Staka. 1 second, that's what the Ran says. Vizeh, so he says, Vizeh Efshar, who are derech haramim, shepozi b'chamakam, ki Intim Salomar. If you say the reason is Intim Salomar, I'll agree. But you can skip four lines, says the Ran, Vitamahani alehen. I don't understand the other reason of that stuck is a suffic iser. Shai sugim ufureshes he besof perak zurav alachayim she suffic mamon aniim harehu suffic mamon. Sabatini mamonis. Right? And he brings five different rayas from various gemaras. And he says, the lamaskana, if you look at the sixth wide line in the Ran in the middle, elavadai sveka de mamon aniim lo mikri sveka de isura. Ela sveka de mamona ulikula. So I think, if this was the reason, that would not be a good enough reason. So it's a machlokas, we showed him, whether tztaka is looked at as a suffik d'araisi or not. So how do you answer the other we showed him? There are so many rayas that the Ran brings. So the way the Akron and the Chassam Sofer suggests, and the Machane Ephraim also, and that is here we're not just talking about stam tztaka. Let's say you find something on the floor, you're not sure if it's tztaka or not. That might be a suffik mamon. But here the question is about your neder. Here you made a neder for tztaka. You're not sure if you made nedarim. That's isurim. Nidarim is Isurim, so that's why the that's why it's Isur. You're right. Those Rishonim might say a regular suffix suffix mamon is right. There's a case that you're not sure. You made a whole pile in your field to give to the ani. So the whole pile is and you're not sure. You look at the bottom level of the pile that's touching the ground. You're not sure if you know that was supposed to go to the ani, or you find a mole hole in your pile, and you see that there was grain brought in from elsewhere. You're not sure if it's really your grain or the ani's grain. So those are cases of suffing mamon, but he is a suffing neder, nedarim or isurim. It's in Yaradeya. Stick it on the one hand. One could also suggest that where the Shulchan Aruch put Hilchas Tzedaka? Where's Hilchas Tzedaka? Dalek Halkei Shulchan Aruch. Where's Hilchas Tzedaka? Yaradeya. Then Yoredeya. So you might say, hey, Shulchan Aruch holds, Suffolk Isser. But on the other hand, you might say that the third chelik of Yoredeya is just everything that didn't belong anywhere else. The third bag of Yoredeya has Hilchas, everything. Has Hilchas Talmud Torah, Zisurim. Talmud Torah, Kibbutz Avayim. Okay, Mila. But, and then Avelus. That's all. Again, the third chelik of Yoredeya is the last chelik of Shulchan Aruch. So you have to always ask, is there a better place? Okay, the Staka could have been put in Choshe Mishpat. Okay, but maybe it's a Ha'ara. It's a Ha'ara where Staka is. Yeah, sure. If the ani is a balchov, so that points to Isser or Mamonis.
What do I say? But if you make him on the guy,
right, if you're makel on one, you're makel on the other. Right. But the fact that halacha creates the status of balchov, that itself, again, this is a discussion, though, in the Ran here. Okay. In a chinami, right, neder, if according to that trial of the Chassam Sofer, you'd always go l'chomer here, because the neder makes it a suffix Isser in all the categories. Right. So that gets rid of all the categories. Some of them you don't need to come onto that though about neder. You know that the kiddushin already is isser, and we're going to have hektish already is isser. So we'll see.
So you can't change your mind. Why
You cannot change your minds. If you say it's a big shiloh, it's a big shiloh. Once you express, I'm going to give this to Stucca, that to retract by Stucca is a big issue. A mitzvah is one thing, but again, if you didn't say blineder, inokinami. Okay. Okay, so what do you have to explain the Ran? The Ran said, the Ran asked, it's a something mumma. The Ran assumes that even though it's ultimately what your kavana was, but still the context is mumma. Maybe he has different rules about defining. Yeah. The lavim of staka created. No, there still could be suri daraisa of having other people's money. Shuas ha'edah, shuas ha'pikadon. There are isurim involved in mumminess, but still, it's still called mumminess. Weiter, yesh yad lehefker, odil ma'ed yad lehefker. So, next question. What if I mafkir something in a way that is not clear, that is not 100%, I didn't finish, I was a yad lehefker. So, says the Gemara, haynu staka. Isn't that the same thing as staka? Haynu staka. What do you mean, haynu staka? Why is it the same case as staka? Tosva says, because most of the time when you're mafkir something, you're doing it to give to the aniyim. That's what Tosva says, that's why... Maybe here you would say it's a hefker. There's a connection to tzedakah. So let's read the baya, and then I'll mention one more thing. Imtim salomar kamar. So the Gemara says you're right. It's an based on an imtim salomar. Imtim salomar yesh yad l'tzedakah. If you want to say that by tzedakah a yad is good enough to aid hekesh l'mechsa, because if you're comparing tzedakah to karbanis, you have to go the whole way. And just like there's a yad by karban, there's a yad for tzedakah. Hefker miyamina haynu tzedakah. Do we say hefker is the same thing? O delma no shani tzedakah the tzedakah lochazi elaniim. Or do we say that no, that tzedakah is only fit for the poor? Aval hefker bein laniim bein lashirim. But hefker if I'm hefker is for everybody. So there's not a direct connection between hefker and tzedakah. So therefore there is a question about yad lahefker or not. Period. Interesting ha'arat. So Tosva says, what does Tosva usually say? Your mafkir, your items, in order to give it to the aniyim. Let's take a step back for a minute and think about that. Am I yotzi by mitzvah stuck if I mafkir something and then an ani picks it up from the ground? I didn't give it to the ani. I was mafkir it, and the ani picks it up. Do I get my mitzvah? If I give an ani a dollar, okay. But what is Tosva assuming? Because both of them, when you're mafkir it, you're giving... Right? What about Shemitah? Well, yotzi mitzvah staka by shmita. I'm mafkir yofi. The ani walks in. I didn't give it to him. It's not mine. It's not mine. It's fascinating. You think about it. Is that the mitzvah staka? What's one of the greatest makaris of staka? Shlomo Zalman says one of the makaris of staka is a Rashi. It's a Rashi in Kisaitse. Rashi there says on the pasuk about where is it here? The pasuk of leket shechan peya on shichacha. What's shichacha? I forget some bundles in my field. Okay, is I have to leave them. Lo tashav lakachta. I'm not allowed to get them. So Rashi quotes there, Dvarim, Chav Dalad Yutes. Rashi quotes, L'mani v'rechacha. And if you leave this shichacha, you're going to get a bracha. V'afa pisha bas liyado shloba miskavein. Even though you did it without kavana. Kavachomer lo osa miskavein. Kavachomer, if you do it with kavana, you give an ani. Omer me'ata. So what do you see from here, says Rashi? Nafla sela miyado. Let's say you have a hole in your pocket and a dollar falls out of your pocket. The umatsa ani unis parnezba, and an ani finds it and gets parnasa from it. Harehu misbarich aleha. You're going to get a bracha because of that. Just like shichacha. You're going to get a bracha because of that. If you drop a dollar and an ani finds it. That's one of the makars of sukkahs. You see, it's like, is that your money? Once it falls on the floor, it's not your money anymore. It's hefker. But again, this is a big chiddush. If you want to look at the Torah Zroim, or Pramanshik, in the last page in Maseches Peah, right? It's the Bechaber of the Emek Brachas, Talmud of the Brisker Rav. So Torah Zroim there discusses, this is a huge chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. The Rashi, fine by shichacha. Why shichacha? Okay, because it's still yours. You forgot your bundle in your field. It's still in your field. It's your bundle. So when he goes and gets it. So there you can say there's a mitzvah of staka, but to say that it falls out on the ground, it's not yours anymore. And you still get the mitzvah of staka? Maybe you're just going to get a bracha, not the mitzvah? Wait, it's like this Tosfos here. This Tosfos says, what's the connection? Because usually when you're mafkir, you do get to give staka. But there's an assumption there. There's an assumption that once you're mafkir, you can still be connected to that mitzvah of staka. Either way, it's an interesting point of related to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay. I mean, my relate. It's not hefker. Let's say you give money to a pot, an organization, and then that organization gives it to someone else. But again, it's similar, but they're giving it for you. Then you might say that they're your shlichim. But here it's even worse. Here it's hefker. By Ravina, yesh yad lebeis hakise olo. Is there a yad for a bathroom? What does that mean? So the Rishonim explain here. If you designate something, as we'll see, as a bathroom, Does it have the status of a bathroom regarding, the Ran here says, saying Kriyashma in it. The Mefarish here says, davening in it. Either way, that's the question. Does it have Kedusha based on Yad? Tosfos says this whole thing is a Chumra d'Rabbanan, but either way, that's the question. Hey Chidami, so again, what's the case? Ilema d'Amar Hadein Beis Alevi Beis Akisei. You say this house should be a bathroom, Vahadein Nami, and this one also, Ho Beis Akisei Nami Havi. That's not a Yad, that's Mamish. Elakon d'Amar Vahadein Lo Amar Nami Mai. But if he just says, this is a bathroom, and this, that's the Yad. Hadein d'amar v'hadein nami v'sakisei. Do we understand that this is also a bathroom? O dilma my v'hadein l'tashmisha b'alma kamar. No, this is hadein means I'm going to use this one for my other needs. So again, it's a yad. Michlal, the Gemara says, one second. Michlal, the pshitle l'ravina d'yesh zimun l'v'sakisei. The whole discussion is whether a yad is good enough. But let's say you said it explicitly. Let's say you said this is going to be my bathroom. Then the Gemara is assuming that for sure works. That for sure works. That hazmana. Designation of a bathroom is good enough to label it as a bathroom. But that itself is a question. We're not so sure about that. Somebody designates a room for a bathroom. Is that good enough to designate it as a bathroom? Leinyan Kriya Shema and others. Or if he designated something as a bathhouse. Zimun Moel or Ein Zimun Moel. Right? We don't even know the answer to that question. So Gemara says, you're right. Chadim go chadim kami barley. It's really, he's asking a question within a question. Zeman mo'alo ain't Zeman mo'al. It does Zeman work. Imtim salomar, yeh Zeman. And if Zeman does work, then I have the question of yesh yad or ain't yad. Then I have the question of yesh or ain't yad. And the Gemara says, tibaylei, which take the Ran here and the Tosfos here say, tibaylei is the Nadarim way of saying teku. Tibaylei means teku. And again, I think it's the Tosfos. The last three skinny lines of Tosfos. Here is, quote, Teku, V'lashin Nadarim Mishuna. Right, as we had yesterday from Mishita B'Kubetzes, the language of Nadarim is unusual. This is the Teku of Nadarim. Interesting. So, Hazman Alabes Akisei. What about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? Let's say somebody builds you a house and builds you a bathroom. Are you allowed to say Kriyashma in the bathroom before it's used? What about after it's used? Do our bathrooms have the same status as their bathrooms? That is a discussion in the poskim. There's a Gemara in Brachas that talks about the Persian plumbing system. So there's a big question. Is our plumbing system better than the Persian plumbing system or not? You better get to all the tshuvas, all the bakaris. You can look in Rav Avadia, in Yechaved Das, Chela Gimel, Simen Aleph. First Simen in Chela Gimel. The question there that he was dealing with is two things. Number one, do you have to wash Netilas Yadayim if you just go into a bathroom and then come out without doing anything? Is there a Ruach Ra in our bathrooms? B, could you wash Netilas Yadayim in the bathroom? Let's say somebody is not zochet to have a sink outside their bathroom. They don't want to have it by their bed and spill, whatever. So the whole room is Dalaramas. You don't like those poskim. So let's say you go to the bathroom. So what do you do? So you can make the bracha outside. Fine. Not going to make the bracha in the bathroom. But let's say you ought to do that. Is that a mock-up? So that's where he talks about number one, let's say you just have a shower room, and number two, let's say you have a mamasha bathroom. So the big discussion is, do our bathrooms have the same status as their bathrooms? Because after all, we have a plumbing, the tsoa and the meraglion don't stay there so long, right? You flush it, but so says the Rav Avadia, aval k'sheisha beis hakisei, he says, even though it gets cleaned out and it doesn't, there's no stench to it many times, I'll give it to you. But really, if you have a shower room, he says, yeah, maybe a shower room, I'll allow you. But a bathroom, he says, because of what's done there, even though it gets cleaned every few minutes, Rav Avadia holds that it's because Shari Nishar Zman Ma Ba'asla Kol Beshach Zman Shifta Lasa Srachav, that it wouldn't be. He says it's not like the Persian plumbing, in a sense, because the Persian plumbing goes, it doesn't even stay there for a moment. Right? When a person is Oset Srachav, it leaves. Doesn't even stay there for a few minutes, and then you get rid of it by pressing something. So says the Rav Avadia, I would say that b'shazatchak, I would allow it. L'chadchila nira d'yesh l'hachmir, rak she'in makom acher yesh l'haka. That's Rav Avadia. There's also one other tshuva, just to let you know about in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover. The Eretz Tzvi in Chelak Aleph Simin Kuf Yud, he also deals with this question, and he quotes a number of deos me'ikar adin l'hakel. Maker din lahakel. Number one, our bathrooms are miyuchad for bathrooms. People go in to wash their face. People go in to, get a tissue. know, people go into our bathrooms for other reasons. So he said, number one, he says, it's not miyuchad for a beis akise like in the olden days. What else did you do in the outhouse? You know, you didn't do anything besides, you know, using it for asiyas racha. Number one. Number two, he quotes, number two, he says, Eim hotzon ish ereshom, raknofos take up lachutz. It goes down. It goes down right away, but then he says maybe it doesn't go down. Shemati mipi ishemuni mipi agon mitrana shekopati kasiyo sheish bohem kanalizia. Now that means plumbing in some language, because that's the context. Lahadiach, anybody? How do you say plumbing in Yiddish? No, anyone who can say plumbing, somebody out there knows how to say plumbing in Yiddish. Okay, well, that's my father. Lahadiach hamakam achar asiyas tracham ein aleim din besakisei. Right, he says some say because of the plumbing system, and then he quotes. Therefore, I think Meikar Hadin, because of these and other reasons, Meikar Hadin will be okay. Maybe Lachar Chilu would hold like that, but Meikar Hadin, it does not have the status of a bathroom as long as it is clean at that moment. Okay, but this is a big discussion in the post. Okay, let's continue. Minu Dani Lacha. So getting back to our Mishnah. If you remember, turn back for a minute to Dav Beis, the last line of our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva had said, okay, talking about Yados, if somebody says Minu Dani Lacha, I am menude to you. Rabbi Akiva was chochech lahachmir. Unusual lashon. Rabbi Akiva was chochech lahachmir. He was machmir. So says the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Moda Rabbi Akiva le'inyan malchus she'ein aloke. Rabbi Akiva admits that even though you have to assume that this is a yad, you're not going to get malchus for violating this. He's not vadai sure that this is a yad. Why to imkain this Rabbi Akiva machmir? Because why doesn't it just say machmir? What does it say chochech bazel hachmir? Just say machmir. So the fact that it doesn't just say machmir means that he's not 100% sure, and he's just choshesh. He's choshesh l'chumra, and you would not get malchus for this. Tosas deals with what we're being medayik from the long language. Why aren't we being just medayik from the fact that he doesn't say oser? He says machmir. Right, what is it? They said that should be the diak. Yes, Tosfos. That should be the diak. In lahakshos, so the third to last line of Tosfos. In lahakshos, amayin ataban medatek mishite lashon leesar lahach mirikalameimar. So he says, what do you say? That's the diak. So Tosfos answers, no. There's a greater diak by extra words than different words. That's Tosfos' yesod. Extra words are more of a diak. Why? So Shram Sinai Balach explains, because the Gemara in Pesachim, lo'olim yidavar adam b'lashin kitzara. A Rebbe should always speak in the shortest terms, not to confuse the Talmidim. So if Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi went out of his way to add extra words, so then it must be to teach us something. Even more than using a different word is the ik is extra words. That's a bit important yesod based on Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar, Rav Papa, so we're going to have now machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Chisda. Rav Papa says, Binidina minach to kol yamlo pligi da aser. If somebody uses this lashon of nidina minach, so everybody agrees that that is really an iser. That's a real lashon, and you're even going to get malchus for that, because that means I'm like a nida, like separated, like I'm totally aser to you. That for sure works according to everybody. Mishamtana minach. If I say I'm imshamta to you, what's a shamta? Shamta means excommunicated. I say I'm excommunicated to you, so kol yamlo sharbi. Everybody agrees that's not a lashon neder. I'm excommunicated to you. That's not a neder. So it agrees that I'm mutter to get hana from you. Tosfos says that maybe you'll have to behave like a menuda to him, behave like somebody who's excommunicated. There's no iser hana'a there. There's no iser hana'a there. That's the bottom line of Tosfos. You might not be able to stand within dalat amos of this person, but there's no iser hana'a. But either way, that's not a lashon of neder. But my pligi, what's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva? Bimenuda ani lacha. Without lashon of menuda. Rabbi Akiva savar lishna dinidu yehu. Rabbi Akiva says it's like lashon of nidu, and therefore it's asur. Rabbanan savar lishna b'sham tanahu. And the Rabbanan and the Tanakhama say, no, it's like b'sham tana, and therefore it would not be effective. Upliga de Rav Chisda. And this explanation of the machlokas argues on Rav Chisda's explanation, meaning Rav Papa argues on Rav Chisda. Now, who gavra? Why? From the story. To gavra damer mishamtana b'nechse debrei derbi yirmiya bar Abba. One time a person said, I'm b'shamta, right, from the nechasim of the son of Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba. Rav Papa said mishamtana is not a machlokas. Everybody agrees mutter. So Rav Chisda is not going to say that. Us l'kamed Rav Chisda, he came in front of Rav Chisda, amrelei, les l'chash l'had Rabbi Akiva. Don't worry, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Which is mashma that mishamtana is the discussion of machlokas. Ksavar ben mishamtana pligi. So it's clear that Rav Chisda holds that there's a machlokas by mishamtana, and therefore we see that Rav Chizkiya is against Rav Papa in what the machlokas is about. Period. Okay. Once we've brought up a little bit of discussions of Nidoy being excommunicated, so the Gemara goes off a little bit on a little tangent. Amar Avila Amar Rav. Nidu b'fanav, if Bezdin excommunicates someone in front of him, ein matirin lo ela b'fanav, then Bezdin is only allowed to undo the excommunication in front of the person also. Nidu shalo b'fanav, but if they excommunicated him not in front of him, matirin lo b'fanav ein shalo b'fanav, then they can be matir him even shalo b'fanav also. Why? Why? 2 days in the Ran, on top. Number one, and the major nafkamina between the 2 days, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabanan? The first day of the Ran, top line. Dekivan d'befanav niduhu olim niduye. If Bezin excommunicates you in front of you, that is a stronger nidui. A stronger nidui. And therefore, you need a stronger undoing of the nidui. That's day number one. That's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. Number two, says the Ran, I don't like that, Velona Hira, the end of the second line, the Ran says, no, Michshim Chshada. It's Chshad. Because all of a sudden, Bezin is going to come over to you and say, hi, how you doing, and give you an aliyah, and deal with you properly, and you're not going to know that they already lifted your ban. And you're going to say, what's Bezin doing? They put me in excommunication last week. They forgot? What's going on here? So he's going to be Choshed Bezin. So because of that, if you were put into excommunication b'fanav, you have to do it shalom b'fanav. Well, my nafkamina, what if Bezdin undoes your nidui and then tells you, you know what, we undid your nidui. So according to number one, it's not going to work. According to number two, it works, because the whole issue of chshad. So if you get out of the chshad problem, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Tosfos' lashon here is similar to a derabanan, the second day of the Ran, which is a little different lashon. Tosfos says, if they will mevayish you in front of you the first time, they have to undo their busha the second time. Tosfos says in the third wide line of Tosfos, Yish lafarish, the shaper moil gam shlo b'fanav, el lechvodo shel menudeh, to kamoshe bisha l'fanav, kach yish lafaisa l'fanav. Obviously, you need to do but didn't. So why? We're not worried about the busha. This isn't advice for the chevir barabim here. But to be parallel, yeah. If they're undoing the nidui, obviously the tshuva. So they want to give him a chizuk as much as they did it the first time. Yeah. If they're manad him shalom b'fanav, that he won't even know that he's a nidui, I guess they'll publicize it. Is there a good question? Isn't there a chashad also if they're not dim shalom b'fanav? I think the Ran deals with that. I think he says though that if he already knows that they put him into excommunication shalom b'fanav, then he'll probably think, you know what? Maybe they undid shalom b'fanai, right? He'll think that but if it's dafka b'fanav, he wouldn't think that. Okay, weiter. Amar of Chanan Amar Rav Hashomea Haskaras Hashem Mipi Chaveirus Orchan Adoso. If you hear somebody next to you scream out the Shem Hashem, you have to put him in nidui. You have to excommunicate your friend because it's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. And if you didn't put him into nidui, then you should be a nidui. If you didn't put him into nidui. Let's read the next few lines and then we'll talk about it. Why is it so bad? Because if you're whoever is maskashem shemayim, shamanias mitsuya. That's going to lead to anius. That's going to lead to poverty. So the guy did something terrible. Because that's karashem is going to lead to poverty. Why is it? How do you know it's going to lead to poverty? How do you know it's going to, nowhere in the Gemara? So the Ran says, because we know the Gemara Bracha says, B'chol makom asher askir eshmi avoy lecha v'erachticha. Wherever I mention my name for the good, avoy lecha, Hashem's going to give us a bracha. So michlal heina tashamei alav. So wherever my name is mentioned for bad, I'm going to give you a klala. I mean, I'm going to make you poor. That's the makar for anias is going to come. The anias kamisa, and a poor person is like somebody who is dead. Shenemar kimesa kol hanashim, as it says in this week's parasha, right? Kimesa kol hanashim. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, you could go back to Mitzrayim, because the people who wanted to kill you have died. We'll talk about more of that in a minute. V'tanya, let's just finish. Whenever Chazal said something bad about a certain behavior, either it ended up in death or it ended up in poverty. Okay, couple things to mention. First, a halachic point, and that is, the Rambam says not only if somebody says, is Masker Shem Shemayim, but even if somebody makes a bracha levatala. That also is mechuyev nidui, brachal of atala. And this is pointed, l'chora is the Rambam l'shitaso. There's a major machlokas between the Rambam and everybody else. The Gemara says in brachas, lama gimel. The Gemara says in brachas, lama gimel. Ha'omer bracha she'en etzricha, over mishum losisa Hashem Hashem elkecha lashav. If you say a bracha l'vatala, you violate losisa in the Aseres HaDibros. Most Rishonim say that's an issur d'rabbanan. Don't take the Gemara literally. So this is Drabbana to make a bracha levatala. Because after all, let's think about it for a minute. I say the words right now. I'm not eating. I say the words. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hamotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. Unbelievable. I just gave a beautiful shevach to Hashem. I said something beautiful. Hashem is Motzi Lechem. That's an Isser D'Oraisa of Losisa? I said something beautiful. Most Rishonim say, saying Shem Hashem out of the blue is an Isser of Losisa. But saying a bracha, not in proper context, that's not a D'Oraisa. That's a D'Rabbanan. Chazal told you when to make brachas. So most Rishonim say, bracha levatala is not an Isser D'Oraisa. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, bracha levatala is an Isser D'Oraisa of Losisa. He takes that Gemara in brachas literally. And that's why he says, because even if it sounds beautiful, but you're not supposed to say it now. There's such a high standard for brachas. So that's the Rambam Lashita. So here in Hilchas Shavuos, the Rambam says, included in Askar Shem Shemayim Levatala, the Yatsubi Menadeh is bracha levatala. Number one. Number two, it's a beautiful Ran here, which is a Dvar Torah for this week's parasha. The Ran says, so it says, Anius is Kamisa, Kimesu Kolan Hashem. The Torah says that Hashem is telling Moshe that Nadav and Aviyu have gotten poor. Because it says, Kimesu Kolan Hashem. It says, one minute, we know that there are four people that are Chashav Kames. So how did Chazal know that they became poor? Maybe they don't have children. Maybe they became a mitzora. Maybe they became blind. Right? There are four people who are considered aniyim. So the Ran here says, knocks out the other three. Number one, they can't be blind because they were by Korach. And by Korach it says that they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to blind us? Means they had vision then. Number one. Number two, it can't be that they didn't have children because they didn't have children. What? That would take away the danger of Moshe going back? What does that have to do with any? They didn't have children, so they would still want to kill Moshe. And what's the other one? Mitzora? No, Mitzora also can't be, says the Ran, third wide line. Because it says, Bekerev Kol Yisrael. They weren't outside the Machane. Right? So because of that, the only one left is Ani. That's why they have to be Aniyim, says the Ran. Again, we mentioned in the past, why are Dafka these four people Chashav Kames? Dafka these four? Because they can't give. Part of being alive is the power of giving. Somebody who's a sumo always has to take. Somebody who doesn't have children cannot give in the ultimate way. Somebody who is poor, someone who is a mitzoris sitting outside the machane, he can't. So that's the common denominator between all these dalid chashuvim ke meis. Yeah?
How did Dustin and Aviram survive Makas Choshech?
Good question. That's one of those unanswerables, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try to look for an answer again. Siyata, maybe it was Siyata Deshmaya that they were supposed to keep on being problems. Maybe, I mean, the question is, the specific chait, who died in Makas Choshech? Those people who didn't want to go out. Maybe specifically those people, those four-fifths who didn't want to go out, they died in Choshech. But they were just Rishonim. Not everybody was a tzaddik who went out. Every single person was a tzaddik. They were stam Rishonim. But maybe it wasn't Dafka the one possibility. Okay, yeah. Ki meisu kol anashim, yeah?
If they're poor, they can't make trouble.
No, if they're poor, they're out of standing. They're out of standing of authority. What?
They lost influence.
Ki meisu kol anashim. Oh, period. Just one other ha'ara. So what did it say? Ki meisu kol anashim. All the people, so Hashem says, all the people that were causing you problems have died. Mashma that what? That if they hadn't died, then Moshe wouldn't have to go back. Even the Klai Yisrael are Pikuach Nefesh. They're dying every day. But it's mashma that Moshe would not have to put himself into this Safek Sakana to save Klai Yisrael who were in Avadei Sakana. It's the Meshech Chachma on this Pasuk. Meshech Chachma over here, Kimesu, he says, Muchach, that if they were still alive, Lo Hayotzarech Leilech Lehotzi B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Ava Pishik Leisot Tzricha Meilav, Eino Tzarech Lehachasaz B'Sakana. This is the big issue of giving a kidney. How much does one Jew have to put themselves into a suffix sakana in order to save a Jew that's in a vadai sakana? It's known as a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you're obligated to, while the Bavli seems to say you're allowed to. But this is a major discussion. Again, we don't have time. You can look at Dr. Abraham's Nishmas Avram in Chelek Aleph, in the English volume, page 216, 217. Quotes all the tshuvas there. But again, you have to look at the poskim, who are more lahakel, more lahachmir in terms of their mentality. Again, nobody today, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi, that says that you're obligated. But if somebody, and again, it's only if you have a chance to save them. You know, if somebody doesn't know how to swim and you're going to go save somebody who's drowning, it doesn't make sense. That's not a case. But let's say, they're, again, kidney. You don't know what's going to be in 25 years. You know, right now, Baruch Hashem, somebody's healthy, they give a kidney, but it's suffix, you know, what's gonna happen with the other kidney, but everything should be well. So how much is it a chiyuv? How much is it so it's not a chiyuv. How much are you allowed to? Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Yud Gimel, Simen Kuf Aleph. It's written to Dr. Abraham. Interesting. The question was, are you allowed to go through certain experimental treatments in order for them to, and the doctors say there's no risk at all, in order to help benefit someone else who you might be able to find some information based on the test that you go through. Tzitz Eliezer says you have no obligation. There's nothing without a risk, says the Tzitz Eliezer. Nothing without a risk. Therefore, you don't have a chiyuv to do that. And this isn't even, not even giving him a kidney. This is a case where it's grumma to grumma. You might... Anyway, these are all major issue in the poskim, but one of the makaris is this pasuk in Chumash, this week's parsha. You don't have to go; you can go back now because they died. Mashma that if they hadn't died yet, so then you wouldn't have to do it. Okay, that's a big discussion. Feel free to do more research. Let's do a little more. Amar Rabbi Abba, Havi Kamina Kamedir of Huna, Shama Lahakid Sadavka Zar Shem Shem Levatola Shemesa. I'm sorry, Levatala. Rav Ahuna heard a woman who said Shem Shemayim, Shamta, and Rav Huna put her in Chayrim, Bisharala. And a minute later, he took her out of Chayrim, we alter Ba'apa, right in front of her. So Shvamina Tzlas. We learn three things from that story. Shvamina Shomayash Haskar Shem Befi Chaver Sarchon Adoso. Number one, if you hear, right, Haskar Shem, as we just said, you have to put them in Chayrim. Vishvamina Nidu Bafanav Ein Matir Lo Ala Bafanav. And number two, if you put him in Chayrim Bafanav, you have to make sure to be undo the Chayrim Bafanav. That's why Rav Huna tried to undo it Bafaneha. Vishvamina Ein Bein Nidu LaHafar V'lo Klum. And number three, you don't need any time lag between the Nidu and the Hafara. Oh, you're in excommunication. Oh, you're out of excommunication. Meaning it's a din that you have to do it, but you can undo it right away. By the way, Rav Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya Shin Lama Dalid, says that we don't do this Bezman Hazeh. Because everybody's saying Shem Hashem all over the place, it's like a shogeg. Right? We're not careful with our words, Bizman Hazeh. It's like a shogeg. And what do you mean? Who's saying Shem Shemayim? Who's saying Shem Shemayim, Bizman Hazeh? So the Sharam Sayyidina Balacha quotes poskim that doesn't mean Shem Hashem Dafkin Lashon HaKodesh. Even Kinuyim, G-O-D, right? Even if swearing in with other names of God. Various halachas have different, does G-O-D, some people write God, some people write G-D, the discussion in the Shach, you know, whether there's this basis for that or not. But again, this is in terms of being Masker Shem Shemayim, so maybe one should be careful, at least L'chadchila, one should try to watch their words. I'm Reb Gidol Amarav, last one for today. Tamar Chacham and Adol Asma Meifel Atzmo. A Tamar Chacham could put himself in Chayrim and undo putting himself in Chayrim. Unlike, the Rosh says, unlike Hatar Sadarim, if you make a neder, you can't be matter your own neder. But putting yourself in chayrim, you can put yourself in chayrim and undo your own chayrim. There's a machlokas here. Is this only just like if you're not? What if the Talmud Chacham is really chayiv a chayrim? So that's 2 days again in the Ron here. Maybe this only works if you're not chayiv a chayrim. So then you can do it out. You know, you'll see why we would do it just for covet. But that's a discussion here, whether this only works if you're not chayiv acherim, or even if you really are chayiv acherim. Pshita, so first the Gemara says, isn't it obvious that he can do it himself? You can't get yourself out of jail. Kamash v'lan, you can. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case where a Talmud Chacham will put himself in chayrim? Like Mar Zutra. Ki mechayiv bar bei Rav Shamta, when a Talmud of the yeshiva was chayiv to be put in chayrim, mash misnafshi bereisha, first he put himself in chayrim. The other mash is bar bei Rav. And then he would put the Talmud in chayrim. But it's like the parent who punishes the child. I'm not going to have French fries either tonight. If you're not having, I'm not going to have either. Right? Imo anochi b'tzara. Doesn't whenever he wanted to put a Talmud in chayrim, he first put himself in chayrim. V'chiyayi lebeisi shor l'nafshe, v'hadr shari le. But when he was about to come home, he took himself out of chayrim, and then he was matir the other ones. This is an example why a person would put themselves into chayrim. What do you mean right before you're going to go into your house? So again, the Rishonim here say, when you're in chayrim, are you usher to your family too? To everybody else, fine. You can't get an aliyah, and you're not allowed to go with the dalavs of everybody else. What about your wife? What about your family? So the Ron here says, from here is mashma, that you'd be usher to your family also, because why do you have to be mashma right before you go home? Right, last line of the Ron. Meha mashma, d'menuda afilu mibnei beiso noagin bo nidui. Right, it sounds like even from your own family, because you have to undo it right beforehand. And then the Ron quotes, maybe not, maybe here's different, maybe your wife is different, because if ishto kagufo, top line of the next Amud. Either way, this is a big discussion in the Ram. Again, I'm sorry tomorrow we don't have the daf. I can't give the daf and it's not online. Tomorrow is top three Ran in Masechet Sadarim. It's the Ran on Talmud Torah. Ranatabatara. But if you want, there was a Tuesday night shiur all about this Ran a few weeks ago. You can look it up on the Tuesday night shiurim in Yonei Talmud Torah, right here on this Ran. Enjoy. Maybe we'll talk about it. I'll see how long Daf Tes is going to take, but maybe I'll talk a little bit about it on Sunday. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by the Oppenheimer family, Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Oppenheimer, L'zecha Nishmas, Yehudis Bas Mordechai Tzvia Cohen from New Jersey.